Okay. July 30th and 31st, 2022, we have three cards. They are the Three of Cups, the Four of Cups, and Justice. Settle. This makes me think of Shakira. Good luck, Shakira. You are braver than I. The great Shakira, one of the biggest superstars in the world, has been involved in a tiff with the Spanish version of the American IRS over the only other thing certain in life besides death. Taxes, who both live together in the eighth house of the zodiac. Refusing an offer to settle out of court, I believe she now faces an 8-year prison term should things not go her way in a jury trial, which is scary. Justice, number 8 of the major arcana, is in the upcoming position, and we have a decision or decisions to make. The card shows Lady Justice herself, blindfolded and holding a pair of scales in her left hand and the sword of truth in her right. She is seated between two stone pillars. In other versions of justice, she is not blindfolded, but stares at us straight in the eye, unflinching. She is, according to the web, Lady Justice, in Latin, Justitia, is an allegorical personification of the moral force in judicial systems. And I'm thinking now I should legally change my name to Justitia. Crowley calls this card adjustment. The Blake deck refers to justice as assessment. In the past is a party card, the Three of Cups. This is a nice one in the Blake Tarot, which is a beautiful deck, if somewhat unwieldy. The cards are wide and the deck is chunky and heavy. I hadn't realized the cards were reimaginings of Blake's paintings by a gentleman named Ed Burren. So I'm not sure of the percentage of content, what percent of the content is or are Blake's original works, but assuming if someone is dedicated enough to have created this package, they'd want to be as true to the artist as possible. The Three of Cups in the William Blake Tarot is the Three of Music, exuberance. On the olden time cards, we usually see three girls in flowing, summery, brightly colored gowns dancing on the green grass in celebration, flowers in their hair. We never think they must be dancing to music. It's a happy card, period. Celebrations, creative collaborations, and circles of friends are all here in the past position. But the Four of Cups in the center today has been there and done that, as we can see by the empty cups before him, untouched, already consumed, or simply ignored. This could be multiple refusals or rejections, especially in matters of the heart, represented by the vessel or vessels themselves. Crowley named the Four of Cups luxury. The human, sitting cross-legged on the grass, arms crossed like a spoiled child, is being offered yet another gold cup by the divine sky hand of the tarot and doesn't even look up. Crowley's card, according to the handbook written by Urania Verlag, Mirror of the Soul, talks about accepting the love we receive from others. Or an apology. Justice, her sword tempered with mercy, is about doing the right thing. Cause and effect is one of the tags for Justitia, which is how I shall refer to Lady Justice from now on. You may want to avoid her altogether and settle.